For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Susan Breaux files a wrongful death lawsuit against her daughter's murderer. Police are investigating alleged mistreatment of animals at Madison County's shelter. And do we have a look at the fight over development at the historical site of the chief village of the Monacan Indian Nation? This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 5th. The mother of Heather Heyer has filed a $12 million wrongful death lawsuit against Heather's murderer. The Daily Progress reports that Susan Breaux filed the suit last Friday in Charlottesville Circuit Court. It names James Alex Fields Jr. as the sole defendant. Fields was convicted in December of murdering Heather Heyer on August 12, 2017. He is serving more than two dozen life sentences resulting from state and federal charges. In an interview on Wednesday, Breaux said, quote, "We want to show others that there are serious consequences for actions of hatred and violence. This lawsuit is a way to continue to extinguish hatred." Virginia State Police are investigating the Madison County Animal Shelter after a former employee accused it of mistreating animals. Tina Auth left her job at the shelter last week. She accused the shelter of not properly caring for injured animals and of killing some healthy animals without making efforts to get them adopted. Auth also says that she was instructed to tell visitors that only sick or dangerous animals were euthanized. The Daily Progress reports that data from 2018 shows the shelter euthanized 9% of the dogs and 49% of the cats it handled. Other public shelters in the area reported lower numbers, including the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, which euthanized 2% of its animals, and the Greene County Shelter, which euthanized just one animal. Madison County Administrator Jack Hobbs contends that the shelter complies with the law. Virginia will receive $20 million from the federal government to help fight the opioid crisis. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Trump administration announced the aid on Wednesday. It's part of a nearly $2 billion commitment to help several states and localities respond to the opioid crisis with improved access to treatment and prevention services. Most of the money to Virginia, nearly $16 million, will go to the State Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services to help with treatment, prevention, and recovery services. The opioid epidemic has taken more than 9,000 lives in Virginia since 2007. Well, Virginia does not currently have work requirements for people who receive health insurance through Medicaid expansion, but that might change after a court challenge this fall. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
18,000 people in Arkansas lost their health insurance through Medicaid last year after state officials there implemented a work requirement. Now, Virginia is currently negotiating with federal officials about how to implement its work requirement. Although, for now, nobody in any state is being denied access to health care because of work requirements. Joan Alker at Georgetown University says that's because a legal challenge to the idea of making people prove they work in order to get health insurance.
Medicaid is about providing health insurance to low-income people. And these work requirements are not doing that. They're actually taking away health insurance from low-income people. So they fundamentally conflict with the objectives of the Medicaid program.
Legal expert Rich Kelsey says the Trump administration is pursuing a shrewd legal strategy.
The administration did something smart. Rather than trying to rewrite the rules, rather than trying to reframe the evidence for a judge who was never going to be happy, they went the direct appeal route.
Next month, the D.C. Court of Appeals will hear oral arguments. After that, the challenge is likely to get to the United States Supreme Court, and that could end up being a high-stakes moment for people here in Virginia who might end up losing their health insurance as a result of how the case is decided. I'm Michael Pope.
Artificial intelligence is becoming more widespread in Virginia. Experts say its emergence raises questions about how data are being collected and used and how to regulate the technology. From VPM News, Patrick Larson reports.
In a presentation to the Joint Committee on Technology and Science last week, Delegate LaCherise Aird said that Virginia lawmakers need to take action on AI. Aird spoke with many tech companies that want federal regulations to guide states. But she says that won't happen soon enough.
This evolution is happening right now, and quite frankly, we are already a little too late.
The state is already adopting AI for a variety of uses, including record keeping and capital security. Aird recognizes that this will likely heighten concerns about privacy. She says the state needs a task force to study how to keep data collection unbiased and unintrusive. States like California and Texas have passed their own laws that put an emphasis on data collection with consent.
That's Patrick Larson with VPM News reporting. Finally today, east of Charlottesville, at a point where two rivers merge, there is a little-known site with great historical value. For centuries, it was home to the chief village of the Monacan Indian Nation. Today, the Monacan tribe is fighting to keep the area untouched as officials in Fluvanna and Louisa counties push to put a water pump there. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Payne has the story.
Just in time. You're going diving for shale.
On the shore of the James River, Monacan chief Kenneth Branham watches tribal administrator Rufus Elliott wade into the shallow water. He opens his hand to reveal something luminescent.
Shell, like little shell pieces. Traditionally, we've made jewelry out of this.
Just across the river, the land is overgrown with trees and shrubs. And while it may not look like much, it is. It was once a capital city called Rossawek, a site that Elliott says isn't just historically important, it's spiritually important.
We say all the time that the ground we stand on is made up of the dust and the bones of our ancestors, and no place probably more identifies with that than this area right here.
Chief Branham is confident his ancestors are buried right over there, and his greatest fear is that construction on a water pump will unearth their bodies.
We need to respect what they did and respect their resting place.
But the Monacan tribe doesn't own the land. Fluvanna and Louisa counties own it. They plan on building a water pump house and short pipeline, even though archaeological testing in the area in the 1980s showed human remains. UVA professor Jeffrey Hantman is an expert in Native American history.
It is highly likely that there are many more burials associated with this chief's village.
Still, the two counties say they need to provide water to the rapidly developing area around Zion Crossroads, and that pulling it out of the river at this spot is the most practical way forward. The water quality is high, and it's close to existing infrastructure. Attorney Justin Curtis says choosing a new spot could mean years before the project is finished.
The area is growing, the population is growing, people are coming. And the question is, are we going to have water available in time for those buildings and new homes to be occupied?
In addition to taking longer, Curtis says moving the pump house could double or triple the cost of the project. Louisa and Fluvanna taxpayers would be on the hook. He says the Water Authority is willing to let tribal members watch excavations, and they've even offered $125,000 to the Tribal Museum.
We've been working with the Monacan Indian Nation for the last couple years to try to do the best we can to accommodate their concerns, their sensitivities, and their needs, and do whatever we can to try to meet them halfway.
Archaeologist Jeffrey Hantman is not impressed.
It's colonial is what it is. It's scientific colonial. It's like, we'll make that decision and we'll give you these bones and we'll give you these artifacts. And the Monacans are more, all the tribes today are more sophisticated than that.
The Monacan tribe has hired a law firm and they have one demand. Don't build on Rossawek.
Virginia Indians as a whole have had a lot of history and a lot of things taken from them.
Tribal leaders Branham and Elliott say protecting this sacred site is one of their highest responsibilities.
On our terms and with our voice, I hope that I'm speaking in a way that would please my ancestors. At the end of the day, you want to go home knowing that you didn't do anything that would be detrimental to their memory.
I always tell children, God made us all, and thank God he made me an Indian. And it's my responsibility to help preserve these places for future generations.
The counties still need a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers before they can build. The Monacan tribe has promised to sue if they get it. In Fluvanna, I'm Mallory No Payne.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Thursday.